This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The situation outside is slowly returning to normal after the winter snowstorm yesterday and last night. This year's first nor'easter dumped more than 2 feet of snow in Boxford and Topsfield and 15 inches at Logan Airport. Travel is beginning to get back on track. Major roadways have been mostly cleared, and crews are working on secondary roads. There are reports of minor delays on the Green Line's C trains and the Red Line heading to Braintree. Also some delays on the commuter rail, with shuttle buses replacing inbound trains on the Haverhill line. Logan is open, but there are several cancellations today. The snow emergency and parking ban in Boston is being lifted at 5 p.m., so about 2 hours from now. Governor Patrick said the response to the storm has gone well so far, but people should still be careful.
The winds are diminishing, which is good news, but the cold temperatures tonight and into tomorrow, we still expect to be quite extreme.
We're joined now by Bruce Gellerman, who's at the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency bunker in Framingham, where the governor just spoke. And hi, Bruce, we heard that the governor has some concerns about temperature. What else does he say and what else is he worried about?
Well, he says that people should be very careful of clearing off decks and roofs. They should check their dryer vents and their heater vents because they can be built up of carbon dioxide. But as you said, it really is the temperatures, the extreme temperatures that make him say, you know, you really got to be careful.
And one check their carbon dioxide. Actually, now I'm confused. Did you say carbon dioxide? I think it's a carbon monoxide.
Carbon monoxide.
Is that right? Okay.
You're
exactly.
Right.
Our little chemistry check there. So we've heard the governor say he feels like the storm response went relatively well. And of course, the last time we had a storm, the situation was not good on the roads and on public transportation. What does he say about this time around?
Oh, he was very thankful to the public for heeding warnings. He was thankful, you know, for just staying off roads. He was thankful for private businesses for, you know, giving their employees a day off for today. And he said we were very lucky, actually, because the storm hit late at night, so it gave us a little bit of time to prepare. But so he said he was very, very pleased.
And what about the Sunday forecast? We are going to get some rain. Is he weighing in on that at all and how he thinks that might affect the situation?
Yeah, and he said that, and this is where he talked about the decks and roofs. He says we should be careful, try to clear off decks and roofs before the rain hits on Sunday, because light snow is easier to clear than the wet, heavy snow. So we should do that before.
Oh, that's right, before it gets all soggy and becomes a possible roof collapse situation.
Exactly.
That's WBUR's Bruce Gellerman. He's at the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency bunker in Framingham. Bruce, thank you.
You're welcome.
And now we want to check in and get the latest forecast, so we turn to our meteorologist, David Epstein. Hi, David. I know you've been doing a lot of these today, so thanks for making time for us.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. It's a pleasure.
Now, David, we did see some sun out there today, but that's deceiving because it's quite cold. So give us a sense of what's going to happen temperature-wise.
It is quite cold, but, you know, temperatures did get up into the lower teens. Boston about 12, 13 degrees. Quincy 15 right now. Natick about 13 degrees. So we did get to levels. At least it was a little better to go out and clear. Now, overnight tonight, as soon as the sun sets, temperatures will fall back, and I think we'll be below zero. I was looking at how many hours below zero will be, and I think it's going to be about 10 hours for most of us. So you figure from roughly 9 or 10 o'clock tonight till roughly 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
So mostly while we're sleeping, most of us.
Mostly while we're sleeping, and it's sort of important. I know it's a weather forecast, but I'm also a plant guy, and you know, the longer you're below zero, it does affect some of the plants out there.
So people who care about their gardens need to think about what they could do to cover things to make them survive till the spring.
Yeah, you would laugh. I actually have a blanket over a very delicate plant that probably I shouldn't be growing here, but I'm trying to nonetheless, and it looks kind of funny.
Now, David, I know you've been talking about there's going to be a warming trend. In fact, it's sort of hard to believe, given the temperatures outside now, what it might be like by Monday. So give us a sense of how that trend looks.
Right. So tomorrow we get back up into the middle 20s, so it'll feel much milder than it did today, certainly. And then by the time we get to Sunday, we'll start sunny, clouds increase. We get to the upper 30s and lower 40s. The precipitation begins Sunday night. Now, it could start as a little bit of sleet, snow, or freezing rain, but I'm not really looking for a wintry type of precipitation that's going to do any problems on the roadways or cause any problems on the roadways, I should say. And then Monday is just a warm day with some rain, especially the first half of the day. We'll get into the 40s. There's an Arctic blast that's going to come in. It's going to hit Chicago here Sunday night. It will be in our neck of the woods on Tuesday. And so Tuesday and Wednesday, very cold. I don't think we will reach the cold levels we're going to see tonight, however. So less cold, but still bitter.
Okay, so some melting on Monday and then maybe some freezing on Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, you know, a lot of folks didn't get those big heavy amounts. So in terms of decks and roofs and things like that, if you got 6, 8, 12 inches of snow, roofs can handle that. It's the areas that got those 2 feet amount that you might want to take precautions and clear some of the snow.
Good advice. That's meteorologist David Epstein. David, thank you.
You're welcome.
Today's noon high tide was a concern for many coastal communities in the state. A coastal flood warning was just lifted a few minutes ago, effective for the entire coastline. There are reports of some flooded roads on the South Shore, and WBUR's Fred Tice is in Scituate and is now with us on the line. And Fred, what is the situation there? Is there a lot of flooding?
No, Sasha, there really isn't. There was some flooding, particularly along the roads that were immediately adjacent to the coast, near the lighthouse in Scituate, roads that always seem to get flooded. Those neighborhoods were closed off around noontime when there was the high tide. And then as the waters have receded, they've reopened. I've just gone around some of the neighborhoods, and really there is no flooding left. People here feel quite relieved that this storm was nothing like the two storms that battered Scituate last year. I spoke to quite a few residents this afternoon, and no one found any flooding in their home, Sasha.
Oh, good. So little to no property damage from what you viewed.
That's right. The only damage that I did see was one downed power line. But by and large, people here are quite relieved that the power stayed on. Now, this is very different from last year, where a lot of people ended up in the shelter.
Sure.
The American Red Cross reported at Scituate High School, 4 people in the shelter this time. People were really glad that they could stay in their homes and stay warm.
A relief for the South Shore. So are officials telling people you're basically out of the woods at this point?
You know, I haven't spoken to any officials here, but I have spoken to a lot of residents, and people feel like they're pretty much out of the woods here. Yeah.
That's WBUR's Fred Tice in Scituate. Fred, thank you.
You're welcome.
And as many of you are probably still digging out, we turn now for some safety tips to Jarrett Barrios. He's the CEO of the American Red Cross of Massachusetts. And hi, Jarrett, and thanks for talking with us.
Hey, Sasha, thanks. It's nice to talk to you, and thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
You know, Fred is absolutely right. This is the storm itself. We were down there. We had over 2,000 people in shelters with the big February storm all along the South Shore and the Cape last year. This storm wasn't anywhere near the strength. But what's different, Sasha, about this storm is the tremendous bitter cold that's going to follow it.
So give us a sense of what you're advising people from a Red Cross perspective because of those plunging temperatures.
Absolutely. First of all, people are going to go out there today, and they're going to be out there shoveling to clear themselves out. You know, some of the basic stuff. If you're shoveling out your car, you know, make sure the exhaust pipe is freed before you turn the car on to warm it up, because that can load up carbon monoxide inside the cabin, and that kills. But the other important thing is hypothermia with these dropping temperatures. Take frequent breaks, drink lots of water, go in to warm yourself up if you need to. You don't need to be macho man and do it all in one shovel. So take good care. The biggest thing we see with the dropping temperatures are we always see a big spike in house fires. There was a big apartment fire last night in North Attleboro. We had 14 families lose their home. We've had 2 fires already today.
Are these because of space heaters and things like that?
Oftentimes they are, and that's kind of the focus I'd like to with my time here is talk to people about with some basic safety tips are. You know, a lot of this sounds basic, but there are still people who don't maybe follow some good common sense. So just to remind folks, you know, don't use your stove or an oven to heat your home. A lot of times people will put the gas on and then step away from the stove, the gas to heat the house. That's obviously really dangerous, and certainly don't leave it unattended. Also, if you're going to use a space heater, if it's one of those open space heaters, don't keep it near anything that's flammable. Sheets, rugs, and don't, if you leave the room, turn it off, because an unattended space heater can often be a cause. Another big cause are generators. And I don't think this will be a big issue now because there haven't been lots of reports of power outages. We've only heard about 450 folks losing their power in the storm. That's sort of an average day, actually, in Massachusetts. But where people lose their power, they will power up their generators and oftentimes try to kind of wire the generator through a home rigging system into their entire power system so that they have power throughout their house. You want to use your generator and plug things directly into the generator with an extension cord. Don't try to cut open the wires. This sort of thing, many people will try to, amateur electricians that go watch the YouTube video and then try to do it at home and set their house on fire.
These are important reminders. Thank you for that. One last question. Yesterday, there were many warnings about frostbite. I actually shoveled this morning and felt quite warm, but when I got in, three of my fingertips were really tingly. They had to sort of burn off for a while. So what's the advice you have for people who are letting kids out playing, shoveling, walking dogs?
I actually don't think this is not a good day to, if you've got to walk the dog, you've got to walk the dog. I get that. The kids can play inside today. If they want to throw a few snowballs, don't stay out more than 20 minutes in bitter cold like this. You can use hot water to warm up fingers that have lost their sensitivity. Obviously, keep your physician's number close at hand so that you can call. But really, this is the kind of weather we encourage people to stay indoors for.
More good advice. That's Jarrett Barrios, the CEO of American Red Cross of Massachusetts. Jarrett, thanks very much.
Thanks, Sasha.
And stay with WBUR and our website, WBUR.org, today for the latest on the storm cleanup, including weather forecasts, school closings, MBT updates, and various other advisories. You can also share your photos of the storm. That's all at WBUR.org. Coming up, the career and legacy of outgoing Boston Mayor Tom Menino. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.